Campaigners in Nigeria insist Nuhuribadu's removal from the anti-corruption job was orchestrated to undermine the investigations he began. President Umaru Yar'Adua took power 18 months ago, pledging zero tolerance for corruption. But the removal of Ribadu prompted anti-graft organizations to question Mr. Yar'Adua's commitment to fighting graft. The authorities rejected suggestions that the action was politically motivated. Police spokesman Suleiman Abba says Ribadu, a deputy police commissioner, was dismissed for gross indiscipline and insubordination.
It's obvious that the consequences of serious misconduct committed by DCP Nuhuribadu, as highlighted above, tantamount to dismissal from service. Refusal to accept posting or report for duty is a very serious misconduct and may lead to dismissal in the armed forces and the police, as such action is inimical to national security.
The rights group, the Committee for the Defense of Human Rights, claims the firing of Ribadu is an indication that the government has caved into pressure from politicians anxious to stop investigations into their finances. The head of the group, Olasubo Ojo, said Ribadu's dismissal was illegal.
The constitution is superior to any police regulation. Under the rule of law, fair hearing dictates that the service commission should hear the other side. Did they ever call this man to come and show reason why he should not be disciplined?
Ribadu was first suspended as head of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission in December 2007, 2 weeks after the arrest on corruption charges of former Delta State Governor James Ibori, a powerful politician who was known to be close to the president. Ribadu says he would challenge his formal dismissal in court. Corruption is viewed as a major problem in oil-rich Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.